Japanese girlfriend who loved the BDSM lifestyle. 5,900 words by Dante. Warning: over 18 adults only. Dante writes erotic stories about husband and wife sharing, BDSM, cuckold, swinger and fetish clubs, dogging and many other fetishes. Read for free with a 30-day free trial on Amazon Kindle or Audible. Just click the link in the description. Story description. Adam meets Kumi, a Japanese girl who was and recently divorced but heavily into the BDSM fetish club lifestyle. They hit it off and become a couple, but Kumi's father dies and she has to return to Japan. Adam decides to go with her and they help to run the family nightclub and sex business with her mother and two sisters. Now for some story excerpts. Her mother was amazing and looked young enough to be Kumi's sister. Her other two younger sisters were also incredible, and were always walking around half naked and were obviously really naughty, and openly had sex with customers in the club in front of us. The mother, Tachuma's, was also clearly encouraging them and, to my surprise, flirted with me whenever she got the chance. The nightclub was more like a dark underground sex club and had a luxurious VIP lounge room with deep red carpet, white leather furniture and a play area in the center, various other themed rooms and play areas, with BDSM, torture, water sports, slave training, Japanese rope bondage, and so much more. The first few weeks were a real eye-opener and I saw things that I'd never even imagined, or seen on any video. There was even a basement, where about 10 women were living in a dungeon area under the club. I was told they were all sent there by their husbands for sub-training, under their own free will for 3 to 6 months. The training was harsh with whippings every evening, and every kind of debauchery done to them every day, by members who would turn up and do whatever they wanted. One girl was tied to a rack with her arms and legs spread in a doggy position over a specially designed padded box for 24 hours. Her eyes were blindfolded and she was used by at least 40 men and women during that time. When she was not being throat-fucked or fisted or taken anally, she would be whipped until her legs and pussy were covered in red weals. Her pussy and ass was gaping as most people wanted to fist her, and one girl almost had her whole arm inside while her partner was deep-throating her with his cock. Story excerpt number 2. On one occasion, a stunning young girl was brought in and the husband was advised not to speak, so she didn't know he was in the room. Once she was bound and hung up with her leg in the air, all the other members would take turns to use and abuse her, with their fingers, slap her ass or bare thighs, use her mouth by forcing their cocks into her throat. The finale was when one of the trainers used a selection of inserts in her ass and pussy, and a vibrator until she squirted uncontrollably to the applause of all the guests in the room. Then she would be untied and led over to the circular bed, still blindfolded and made to masturbate herself in front of the group. Some guests would call out obscene things for her to do, like force a big dildo into her ass, or fist herself, or she would be made to crouch down over a guest and pee or scat into his mouth. Then a very large Japanese guy entered the room, all dressed up in a warlike samurai costume, and proceeded to have his way with the girl. It was like a very erotic theatrical show, and the guests were all clapping and cheering when he forced his huge cock into her and fucked her like a rag doll. She ended up wailing and coming again. He then picked her up, and walked around the room with her draped in his huge arms, holding one of her legs up, showing everyone his sperm dribbling out of her pussy. Story excerpt number 3. You look very sexy, Tachuma's. How come your nipples are so big? My husband like my opi too much. He train in art of chikubi, senshi. How you say in English? Pierce nipple. And have injection. Silicone, you like. She then stopped her massaging and slid around the tub to sit next to me. She took my hand and placed it on her breast. It was such a turn on and they felt so soft. I massaged them both, then twisted and squeezed her nipples. They were the size of the teats on a baby's bottle and quite soft, yet rubbery. I rolled her nipples around between my fingers, and she just smiled as I examined them, and then she pulled my head towards them. I knew what she wanted, so took one in my mouth and rolled it around with my tongue and was biting it softly. I was suckling on the biggest nipples I had ever seen in my life. Then she said, "Make hard. Bite. Okay. No pain, okay." I assumed she wanted me to bite hard on them, so I tried a light bite but she said, "No. Hard. Make hard." I bit harder and thought I was going to draw blood or bite them off, but she started to sigh, and then grabbed hold of my cock through my swimming shorts. She seemed to be getting off on me biting them really hard. So I carried on, and the harder I bit, the more she sighed and squeezed my cock. She'd released it out of my swimming shorts now and was slowly whacking it up and down, as I worked on her tits and nipples. My free hand was running up her thigh under the water, and I felt her part her legs allowing me to explore her pussy. I slipped a finger in and started to tease her clit, then chewed on her nipple as hard as I dared. This made her squeeze me really hard and moan into my ear that she needed a man to make love to her. I didn't reply but carried on working my fingers between her legs. I delved in and out of her slit, and even under the water, I could feel her sticky juices starting to flow. She then reached up and took her free nipple and twisted it really hard. I think she was trying to show me she could take a lot more pain than I was giving her. I could feel her orgasm building so concentrated on her clit, and as soon as I sensed she was near the edge, I pushed two fingers into her cunt and frigged her as fast as I could. I bit down on her nipple so hard, she actually screamed and held my head bucking as her orgasm took over and she was mine. I tasted a bit of blood in my mouth and realized I must have bitten a bit too hard, but she seemed to have really loved it and was kneeling down in front of me in the water pulling away at my cock. I decided to slide up and sit on the side of the hot tub, so she could better access my cock, and I could see what she was doing. She immediately started to deep throat me and was taking it all down without and gagging or coughing. What an amazing woman Tachima's was, and I couldn't imagine what other kinds of things her Japanese husband must have put her through. She pushed her hand between my legs and under my balls, then forced a finger straight into my anus. This was too much for me and I started to ejaculate into her throat. She eased up a bit, so I finished spurting the last few jets into her mouth, of which she looked up at me and opened her mouth to show me my sperm and then swallowed it. Then she grabbed my hand and dragged me over to the changing rooms where we showered, and then still naked. Led me by the hand through a glass door and down some stairs. She was so fucking sexy, that I just followed her without question, staring at her perfect figure and ass as she led the way. When we arrived at the bottom of the stairs, we entered a room that was like a dentist's surgery, with a big reclining chair and strange stirrups for the legs and arms. She then went to a cabinet and came back with a large bottle of clear liquid and a small syringe. Fucking hell. What's she gonna do with that? I was getting a bit apprehensive but she just giggled and sat down in the reclining chair. Pulled a small retractable table out and placed the bottle and syringe on it. Then she said, "You help me, yes. What do you want me to do?" I asked. "You help put in. Please. Injection. Yes? What is it?" I asked. "Er. Not no English. Make big. Make chikubi, nipples, big. I like too much. Very safe. Water. No. Silicone and water. Yes. Silicone and water." She then grabbed a thin elastic rope and started to bind her tits so they were bulging and sticking out, and the nipples really protruding. Her nipples already looked huge to me, so why was she wanting to do this as well? Then she opened a small metal box that was full of long acupuncture needles. She took one of the needles and pushed it right through her nipple. Then she gave me a needle, and told me to do the same to her other nipple. It didn't seem to hurt her so I held her other tit and pushed it through. She clapped her hands and then lay back in the chair, giving me another two needles. I did as she asked, so then she was laying there with two needles in each of her nipples. Then she reached out and handed me the bottle and then the syringe. "Fill up and I show," she said. I filled up the syringe as she held up her breast and pointed to where she wanted me to insert the needle. It was right at the base of her nipple, with the needle pointing up into it, so I let her hold my hand to get the right angle, and then she pulled my hand so the syringe needle pierced her nipple and went in about 3/4 of an inch. "Now fill," she said. I emptied the syringe slowly into her nipple, and then she told me to fill again. I did the same again to her other nipple. Fluid was leaking out of where the needles were inserted and they looked like they were going to burst, because of the elastic binding and the liquid we just inserted, made the nipples almost twice as big. That's the end of the sample excerpts. To read or listen to all the free excerpts, and see the complete list of books, visit Dante's website and blog on www.danteserotica.uk. And don't forget, you can read any of Dante's books with a 30-day, free trial on Amazon Kindle, or listen with a free trial on Audible. Just click the links in the description.